Bennett award-winning poet, joining us this morning with another poem from Goombangia country. Gina Gay, John.
Gina Gay, Fee. Well, actually, I'm in Sydney, in wet, windy Sydney.
Ah.
It's my partner had a poem in the anthology, the centenary anthology of the Society of Women Writers.
Terrific.
As a story. And, yeah, it's the oldest literary organisation in Australia. Anyway, we had this big posh lunch at Parliament House yesterday, and Chris Meenans gave a good speech about the role of the society and women's voices and empowering women. And as he was leaving the podium, I couldn't help but shout out, "Great news! Great Koala National Park!" in my loud voice. So he grinned, and half the audience laughed and clapped, and the other half didn't know what was going on.
But anyway. Yeah, you had your moment. You had to sneak that in.
I did. I couldn't resist it. Yeah.
Good on you, John. What poem do you have for us today?
Well, this is about Sydney Harbour. It's from a suite for which I was awarded Sydney Harbour Artist of the Year, which is the first time a writer got that award. So it's slightly old, but it's still pertinent. So it's called A Gadigal Beach. Oh, by the way, Fee, can you do an American accent?
Not really.
Okay, I was going to ask you to read two lines, but I won't. I can't do it either. Okay, A Gadigal Beach. Americans snap the opera house from the ferry and chat among themselves. What's the big deal? Australia's contributing sweet FA. I bite my tongue. Yachts are now hauling drawn-out bunting of identical sails in the opposite direction. If nothing is equal, then what is fair on race day Wednesday? Amadeus noses round her anchor. A man appears from below, leans over, works a rhythm, hand over hand, pulling her free of the harbour's deep blue gravity. Skitchy scrub wrens ignore pile drivers pounding terror to construct the zoo's new interactive Aussie bush backyard with wilderness. Round the corner is Mossman's Bay, where Archibald launched the city's first whaling station. The flow of blood inspired a healthy population of sharks. The lawns of Kirribilli House are unused, gracile, manicured, with no signs of life, or of our leader, or of increased security, I presume he has. The sails are streaked. Men hang from the summit, attempting to wash away the bloody smear. No war capitalized on the Opera House. Alone on Whiting Beach, Sydney Harbour's most secluded, not one white spray of energy disturbs the surface. Is this a tenuous moment of peace on earth?
From Gadigal country, that is the wonderful John Bennett, award-winning poet, celebrating his wife's poetry today in Sydney for, what was it again? What was the award, John?
It's a centenary anthology of the Society of Women Writers. And just to say, in terms of my immigration story, Fee, I hitchhiked from England in 1979, the last of the hippie trail. I had to go through a revolution in Iran and the Russians invading Afghanistan. So it's a bit hairy.
Yes, it's a bit hairy. Gee, not many people this day have an adventure story like that of immigration, right? Oh, no, actually, yes, they do. Yes, they certainly do. What am I saying? Amazing. And you've been here how long now?
It's about 43, 4 years, something like that, yeah.
Yeah. Terrific, John.
I've still got my accent.
You do. And you can't do an American accent, and neither can I. 1-300-222-923. John.